My decision on coming back, it was unfinished business. That was, you know, pretty obvious. Last year was not good enough for myself and not good enough for our team. And I felt I had to come back. You know what I'm saying? I had to come back and we have to prove something, have a chip on our shoulder and go get it.
This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Dennis Fithian, Matt the Hitman Misler taking your phone calls, 734-988-1050. That was Josh Ross, linebacker Josh Ross, on why he came back. He had unfinished business, Dennis. That's what he said.
So you know what? I like the attitude. Well, I'm looking forward to and rooting for a rebound, and he's got the right attitude. We'll see what happens in September, right?
Yeah, that's a true statement. Look, hey, I'm just going to say this. And I'll say this again. I'm hearing what you guys are hearing. Maybe it was a smoke screen. But we'll see. We'll see if it was a smoke screen.
What was
the draft I'm talking about? I'm the whole Mac Jones. But San Francisco, all the coaching staff went down to Alabama. And maybe they wanted to, but no one participated in that first pro day except for Mac Jones and the tight end, I think. Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, everybody went and saw what Mac Jones had to offer. So, a lot of people there, everybody was talking to Nick Saban. Everybody was paying homage to Nick Saban when they were down there.
Stay so off the weed.
I'm just saying, keep in mind. I'm not even going to give Sleester the shot. Has an Ohio State quarterback been drafted and started? I'm just saying they started, but have they blossomed? I'm just saying.
They've had different coaches. I mean, Urban Meyer.
Had different offenses too.
They've had different OCs. Now, the part that would come back that you'd think that might not bode well for Michigan is that you could look at these last two quarterbacks. You could say, you know, Justin Fields and then the QB that went to Washington, and you could say Haskins, and you could say, well, the staff is just so good at getting them to play in college and when they go to the pros. So, you know, all of this, it sounds like Michigan, like, you know, like, hey, let's throw a little zinger here at Ohio State. It's like all we have to do is talk about them cheating.
Oh.
That they can't produce an NFL quality quarterback, even though they have success. But what really you're doing is talking about, well, you know, Ryan Day is so good that he was able to pull all of that out of a guy who, you know, looks like he's going to be in the bust in the NFL. But if you're counting on Fields, that's a lot of Michigan hope. Like, Fields is
good. I think Justin Fields is what is advertised. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he was getting a raw deal. So, I mean, I think he should be the third quarterback drafted. Shit, I think he. I mean, I could go even a little higher. Not number one, but I could go a little higher. 734-988-1050. Let's go to Troy. What up, Troy?
Oh man, what's up, fellas? Hey, Mac Jones, Alabama, Nick Saban. That's a real football program right there, not this candy ass program down the street on State Street. You know, I got Josh Ross out here talking. I'm surprised Josh Ross has a transfer. Hell, everyone seems to be transferred out of Michigan now. Phillip Hay or Pay, whatever his name is, Xavier Worthy. I mean, it's for you. You know what we need? We need that big wheel on The Price is Right. When Bob Barker says, spin the wheel, and it goes, doot, 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 doot. And you can pick who's going to transfer next. You know, and if you win, you get like $1,000 or something. It's just ridiculous with this program, man. I mean, come on, man. I told you guys last week, man, I'm tired of this crap. All right? It's just these kids sign up to go to Michigan, and I don't think they thought of what it was going to be. And I don't know if it's something that Jim's doing, because listen, man, I think Jim's a Richard. That's just what I think. I really think he's a Richard, all right? But it's just the dude hasn't done anything, and these kids transferring, and some of these fans get on these kids saying, well, you know, they're not tough enough mentally and this and that. All right, well, I guess that's fair. Nowadays, these kids really are mentally tough. But, you know, Jim doesn't do anything and gets a contract extension and stuff like that. It just blows my mind, man, that this dude gets an extension, hasn't done anything, kids transfer, coaches are leaving. You saw the one guy leave yesterday. Was it Matt Dudak or whatever? I mean, there might be more to the story, but it's just everybody's leaving this program. And it's like, how does this dude get any backing from anybody? And I know at this station, like I said before, you guys aren't going to blast them because you guys will probably get your credentials pulled because Michigan wants to control the agenda. They want to spin that propaganda. And if you don't agree or walk the company line for Michigan, they'll cut you out of all access. That's why I think the only one that criticizes him on this show, I think is only, and not on this show, but on this station, is Dennis. Dennis, you do a good job. I thought Mike Spath did a good job when Mike was on there. Mike said, I'm not part of the media no more. That's cool, because I just want fair and balanced criticism from this man. It's like last week. All right, he has the spring game. No fans, no students, no media, zero coverage. Wait, zero coverage. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. Hey, ain't that your secondary the last 2 or 3 years, zero coverage? And all of a sudden, I got to see this guy named, what is it, Mike McDonald? Man, listen, I don't care if it's Ben McDonald from the Chicago White Sox, the former pitcher from LSU. I don't care if it's Ronald McDonald. You give me somebody here that could cover somebody, get sacked, and play some damn defense. Because I'm sick and tired of all these fans on the show, from JJ to Philly E. I mean, even Eric's starting to dog this program out. Eric was Mr. Positivity. I'm Mr. Negativity. I'm Mr. Telling You Like It Is. And I ain't kissing nobody's ass at that school, man. Because they don't do nothing for me or any other fan here, man. And Jamie, for you to be an ex-player, I think you should be upset about the way this program's going. Because I don't think nobody wants to play for Harbaugh no more. And if I had a child and he was being recruited by Harbaugh, hell no. He ain't going to Michigan. I'd rather see him go to Ohio State where he can win and win championships and make the playoffs. This is absolutely unacceptable by kids leaving the program. Xavier Worthy didn't even step foot on campus, and he's out the door. So this is how I feel, and I'm going to tell you what. Come first game, September 6th or 7th, when you guys go back on the air, they're going to beat Western Michigan 49-3, and people are going to call this radio station, hey, Dennis, hey, Jamie, hey, man, Michigan really put it on Western. We're going to take out Washington. And guess what? A week later, Washington's going to come to Ann Arbor, and Giles Jackson or Michael Jackson, whatever his name is, he's going to run rampant and score 2 touchdowns and have a kickoff return. And it's going to be right back to where it was. And he goes 6-6 or 7-5, his ass needs to be blown out of here. Period. End of story. But wait a second. We don't got a real athletic director. He did play football, him at Michigan. So you know what? He's probably going to sit there and get him a lifetime contract. That's like Kansas did with Bill Self. So that's just how I feel. Anybody wants to criticize me, go right ahead. I don't even care no more. Y'all like mediocrity football? You can have at it. Because I'll tell you what, my second favorite team is Auburn. Because my buddy at work is an Auburn fan. I'm rooting right for him. At least Auburn beats Alabama. They beat their rivals, something Michigan hasn't done in years. So, what the hell. You guys take care. God bless. And remember, my offer still stands. My mom makes that food. You guys can come on over and get some of that crab meat and that Mexican dip. You guys take care. God bless.
Like it.
Troy shooting from the hip. Troy shooting from the hip. Oh, my God. Wow. Pipe bomb. CM Punk. Look out.
One kid leave. We had one kid that committed, and he just wanted to leave. He didn't want to. Okay.
Troy turned into, have you seen the memes where like, just like coaches or players are like, they're sitting at a press conference and the guy with the do-rag and like a smoke out their lip is like, you know, Giles Jackson, Tito Jackson, Michael Jackson, don't matter. We hanging 50 on them. Troy just dropped that meme like it was, wow. Oh my God, Troy, dead.
He blew it up. Okay, let's do this. Let's do the other guy from Lincoln Park. Hey, JJ, what's up, man?
Well, here's what I got to say to Troy, and so you guys can all listen. It's pretty easy to sit there and talk crap about a university that you didn't even play high school football, you little weasel, okay? You couldn't even get to the University of Michigan. You know how hard it is to be a student athlete, Troy? You wouldn't know about that, the sacrifice it is. All you do is you think it's so good sitting in your damn bedroom and wishing and hoping that the stuff comes so easy. Well, it doesn't work that way, pal. Okay? You have to work for it. Hey, Jamie, you ever get anything easy?
No.
I find it easy. All the people who don't play college sports think that Michigan should just win because of the name on the uniform. You guys have no clue what's going on out there. You don't deserve to be a Michigan fan. You're a little dweeb. You're a douchebag, Troy. That's what I got to say about that. And if you want to come over to my house, or you want me to come over, and Red and I will take care of you, pal. You listen, you're such a... Listen, I am so pissed off right now. This is what pisses me off about people. It's tough to be a student-athlete and to do that. You shouldn't go to Michigan. Your kids would never get into Michigan. You wouldn't have any kids like Logan, Tui, Tillman that are 6'8". You're 5'7". You know why you like the Wolverines? Because you're blue like the Smurfs. So, caller on caller crime. I hope you like it. Goodbye.
Thanks, JJ. Well, you missed out on that one, Dennis. Troy let it loose. You heard a little bit of it. And then JJ allow me to retort.
I need to get my flag jacket. I had no idea I needed this today.
We're taking incoming today. 7-3-4.
Well, you know what, Jamie? You got to know that people are going to be frustrated, and JJ should know that as well. And, you know, for JJ to have some caller-on-caller crime, just remember, I mean, I know JJ picked Michigan to go 12-0 last year, but also JJ did not give Rich Rodriguez even a chance to coach one game, and he was already against him. So, I don't know, a little pot calling the kettle black there when it comes to JJ.
You're right.
I mean, it's a fact. I mean, he could come out here and wave his finger like, you know, call people like, you know, you've don't know anything about student athletes. And you know what? I drive in the fast lane with my snowblower past everybody. And you guys are all, you always wonder who that jerk is. And JJ's like, hey, that's me. And JJ's like, hey, I'm the greatest fan because I backed the team and always picked him to go 12-0. Except when Rich Rodriguez was the coach, I wouldn't even let him coach a game. And I was already predicting that he was going to get fired. Yeah, he's a hell of a fan.
I'll be right back. I gotta get my Kevlar. My goodness.
Exactly. Let's go to Hadley. Maybe Hadley can get the show going. Hey, Hadley, what's up?
All right, you guys ready for another rant? No, I'm going to keep it cool, baby. Wow. I thought this show was wild, but geez. Oh, Pete, how do I follow up with that?
Well, you start giving some opinions and let it fly. Let's go.
All right, I will. The thing about our new recruiter, I think it's a good choice. I think it's going to be something better. We don't know what happened to the other guy, if he left, if he got fired, or whatever. But Dennis, you're making this a big conspiracy theory. I've never seen you rant and rave. Well, not rave, but rant.
Wait a minute. About you've heard Dennis rant before. Don't say that.
What conspiracy theory? I didn't say any conspiracy theory. Well, what's conspiracy theory?
He's talking about admissions. You threw that down at admissions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know like about what's going on with admissions. There has been a lot of talk. You heard Brandon Brown allude to it. Like, you know, Worthy was coming in, but there was some kind of sticking point with admissions. So, you know, however, like they thought it was worth the chance. Maybe they were going to be able to get over that hurdle. I don't know. Like, can we get in and say, you know, Harbaugh and the admissions, they all see eye to eye? Did he think he was going to be able to push something through? Did they think that Worthy could have done, you know, to be able to make it happen? Or is that he was just going to have to wait until September? So because he was on ice and a few of his boys jumped and he was like, I'm out of here too. I don't know what it is. Look, man, I'm not out here. You know what? I want to see Jim Harbaugh talk after and answer questions from the media. You know, I'm not interested in, you know, some of his guys down the line, you know, sending me some text at midnight. I'm here for, you know, what's going on and talk about it.
All right. I understand. Jamie, when someone signs a letter of intent, before they come to school. Doesn't the school mm-hmm. check into them first to see how their grades and everything else is?
Well, you have to do them? You have to apply just like everybody else, but I mean, you have to fill out all the documentations when you're being recruited, Hadley, and when you get accepted. I mean, they have to accept you, but you do get a scholarship. You did get a scholarship and a grant aid, as they call it. And so they pretty much have all of your inside information, your parents, your social security number, all of those things. Whereas they used to use your social security number as your M card that when you attended the University of Michigan. It wasn't very smart, but you know, those were the days. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just wondered how much of a back check they do on these kids before they bring them in, especially if Michigan is so tough on getting admissions, getting kids in.
Well, there's always, but if you're talking about being in trouble or anything, yeah, the coaches are going to do. I think now they have people that even check out their social media pages and different things like that, making sure. You know, what type of kid are we going to get? They're always, you have to do your due diligence, because if you come up, you bring a wrong person on campus and something happens, that doesn't look good on the program.
Well, okay. I just wondered how much of a background check they do on these kids before they bring them in, which, like you said, they do that. But there had to be a sticking point with this guy with his grades. I mean,
well, just think about this, Hadley. You know, they said it wasn't a grades. At least that's been a lot of the talk has been that errors, but it was some kind of admissions issue that they just had paused. Like, but here's the thing: like, he wanted to come in and be in early for spring, and that was going to be part of it. Remember, he's a kid from California. So if you're coming in from California and your eyes were, hey, you wanted to be in for spring, and now they're holding that up. You got Giles Jackson. You know, who's taken back off to the West Coast, maybe another guy or two. You get homesick really quick, or you might be getting sick, you know, even before you step foot on campus, thinking, you know, hey, my plans were I wanted to be in for spring, and things change pretty quickly, and guys can jump now with the transfers, you know, just like that. They don't have to explain anything. So, you know, it could have been something like that.
Well, and then you also said that he could have come later in the year, like in June or something. So he could have maybe stuck it out and tried to work
maybe
with the admissions or whatever he had to do and try to get it straightened out so he could come to Michigan. There's just a lot more to this, Jamie, that we don't know about. And I was going to ask you, I know you have feelers out there and stuff like that. Do you think we can get to the bottom of this, or do you think we'll ever hear the real story about this, or are we all going to?
No, I think the real story will come out. They come out slowly, but you find out them. I mean, this just broke. There's a lot of people probably running around trying to, you know, CMA anyway, covering their rears. But there's a lot of people that are trying to. I mean, I'm sure it'll come out eventually, and we'll find out. Or the appropriate people will, and we'll report it.
Yeah, and just one thing about Philly E, and this is not a knock against him. I think it's great to listen to him and listen to his talking about past sports and stuff. But I'm wondering, is he the great Swami in disguise? You know, that real smart sports guy that was on Sports Jeopardy. Do you think that's him in disguise?
I don't know. He could be. You know, I don't know. We got to take a look at that. I'll ask him when he calls in.
Yeah, you should do that. All right.
I certainly will.
I don't have much more of a rant to give than what I've already heard. But, I just want to get to the bottom of this worthy thing, because it's a shame that we had to lose such a great player. And, you know, with Jackson leaving, that probably had something to do with it. I think he just didn't like losing one of his best friends and, you know, and then whatever else happened. So. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's really close to what we're saying. He wanted to be in for spring, and there was some kind of issue with admissions with Michigan and Xavier Worthy. As recently as last Thursday, Josh Gattis mentioned that, you know, they were hoping to have him in. So, but Giles Jackson, you know, that departure. Where's Giles Jackson from? Is he a West Coast guy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there you go. Like, so could it have had something to do with Giles Jackson going and that he wanted to be in for spring? Yes. Yeah, that's pretty close to it. You know, like an admission thing, him wanting to be in, one of his boys going. I mean, what else do you think it is? I mean, you're the one now that wants some kind of conspiracy theory. If you really want to know, check in with Sam online. He already knows. He's telling everybody what it is. It only costs you $1 for the first month or something. I don't know. They always run specials. You can know exactly what's going on, Hadley. But it's pretty close to that.
All right, Hadley. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 734-998-1050. Nostradamus himself. What up, Philly E?
Oh, my Lord. It's like a bomb went off today. Unbelievable. It's like I feel like it's like a one in Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest today. This is insane. What a show, though. I'm sure the ratings went up today. Boy, I don't even know where I start. But you guys were talking about quarterbacks. I would take Fields, honestly. I don't know what the big deal is. I don't know why his stock is dropping. I think there's a whole lot of upside there. I was trying to compare. Today, I would think you need a guy with legs, unless I said you were somewhere. If you look at the immobile quarterbacks, I used Marino as the top end. I used Cousins at the low end. And, Jamie, you kind of misconstrued what I was saying yesterday. I didn't say that I didn't say that Mac Jones was going to beat Dan Marino. All I'm saying is if, you know, the quicker you go through that read progression and the quicker
– No, he's going to be Tom Brady. That's what Mac Jones is
He
doing.
Could be that. He could be that. But you know what, though? I'm kind of thinking that, you know, I don't think these are plug-and-play guys. You know, after the kids from Clemson, I don't have, like – I don't know. It's just like today you draft these guys in the first round. It's almost like it's a little bit of a reach that, I mean, God, whatever happened to, you know, get some meaningful snaps at the by the end of the year and hopefully you're starting by year two. Or possibly
well, what's happening now, Philly, is since they changed it the year after Matt Stafford, what it was Sam Bradford, where they had to give these guys $70 or $80 million and 50 of it guaranteed. If you look at Justin Herbert, like his cap number was only $7 million. You know, like the Falcons are sitting there at four. I'm sure they wouldn't mind having Matt Ryan for another year or two. But you know what? They got to pay him close to $40 million a year. You get one of these guys and a cap hit $7 million, you got $32 million to go out there and address with the rest of your team. Now, if you get the quarterback right and he ends up being one of the top five difference makers at the position – then you're really in a great spot, and that's why the Chargers look so good right now. They've got both of those things right now. They've got somebody who looks like he's the real deal. Plus, you know, they got him at a cap number of $8 million,
and they get to keep their defense together. That's the most important thing. Because when you get a big signing quarterback, when you got a quarterback that signs that next contract for the big money, you got to start depleting your defense, getting rid of guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not like that today. You know, you guys were talking about Ohio State quarterbacks and how they really don't have, like, the greatest pedigree. It's funny, the guys that I remember playing, you'd be surprised, but Mike Tomczak played 15 years, and I realized Tom Tupa was a punter, too. But he played almost 20 years. I mean, now these guys weren't exactly, you know, these guys weren't leading their teams to Super Bowls and they were career backups. But Tomczak wasn't even drafted, even though he was a 3-year starter. And
you know, Philly, you know where it comes into play.
By the way, Jamie, Tupa beat you your senior year in that freezing, cold, windy day.
Philly, where it comes into play where you're talking about quarterbacks, like back in the day, the offense that Houston was running and the numbers that Andre Ware was putting up, and then they had David Klingler, and you say, hey, you know, you get a Houston quarterback. These guys are a product of their system. Well, there's something there. I don't think that Ohio State, like the product of the system, they've got different coaches and different coordinators. So people that are going back and talking about Terrell Pryor or, you know, down the line here, you want to talk about Haskins and talk about Fields, you know, those are day guys and a little bit of Urban Meyer, but you know, you really think that from what you've seen from Haskins, that applies at all to, you know, what Fields is going to be able to do?
No, I think the most important thing is that Haskins never got hit. Haskins never got hit in college football. He had a big offensive line. He never got rushed. Michigan if you look at the game, Michigan couldn't touch him. He threw, what, 6 touchdowns? I mean, I'm sorry. It made him look like he was a glorified star. Superior over Michigan. That's just it.
Actually, his entrance was the game where we thought we had him dead in the water because JT got hurt. And his first pass, he came in on a third down and busted one out for like 30 yards. And, of course, we lost the game. But, you know, I'm thinking, okay, we're licking our chops. Good, we got the backup quarterback in there. Yeah, careful what you wish for, I guess, because, you know, that was probably the worst thing that happened. But, you know, it's just amazing to me that a school like that, just doesn't have one guy, not a one. It's amazing. You could go all the way back. Even the great Rex Kern, you know, I have a card from when I was a little kid. You know, he was a corner. He was a corner or safety for the Colts in the early 70s.
And well, what about Alabama, Philly? I mean, nobody compares to Alabama. How many quarterbacks have they got? I don't know, back in the day. You know,
well, they had a million of them.
We're talking about Joe Namath and stuff, but how many here recently under Nick
Stabler,
Saban?
No, they had their share. They had their
they
share.
Had they had quarterbacks. Like they got recent quarterbacks. They got
under
recent
Saban?
Under Saban,
not under Saban. Yeah. I'm just saying
Greg McElroy,
in general.
McElroy played a little bit.
Richard Cobb was an Alabama guy. You know, they had their share. Rutledge was an Alabama guy.
Back in the day, I'm talking about Nick Saban.
I am talking about Nick Saban. I mean, what's the kid's name that Brett Musburger went crazy over his girlfriend?
He's probably sitting at home.
He didn't turn out to be a great pro, though, that kid.
A lot of the guys that were quarterbacks under Nick Saban in Alabama, and I see where Dennis is coming from, they got a sniff of the pros. And now they're either A, sitting at home.
It was McCarron.
Yeah, McCarron.
McCarron.
But they're either A, sitting.
AJ McCarron.
But that's they're either sitting at home or they're sitting in ESPN studios being SEC slappies. Tell me I'm wrong.
They're the champions. The New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys, those are the quarterbacks you see after their career. Those are the quarterbacks that call games.
Everybody talking about Mac Jones. Everyone needs to be looking at our boy that was going to come here to Michigan and be a running back, but decided to be a beast down in Alabama instead.
Najee.
Need to be looking at Najee rather than looking at Mackie boy.
I don't know.
I'm just saying
about Mac Jones.
It's kind of hard to evaluate an Alabama kid because they have every weapon at their disposal.
So much talent.
In this day and age, you're not even running any type of spread option where you literally can have a freaking statue back there. That's how good they are. You know, somebody called up a few months ago and was ripping me. Said, you don't need a quarterback. Sure you do. In this game, you got to outnumber people on the perimeter. You absolutely, unless you're Alabama, where you got 5 stars across the line of scrimmage and in the backfield and in the perimeter. I mean, you know, they can afford to have a statue back there. So I'm just saying. So it's very hard to evaluate an Alabama guy because they are surrounded by talent and they have everything at their disposal.
He's a Nick Saban quarterback. Give me Nick Saban quarterbacks. I'm giving you Nick Saban quarterbacks. Those guys, look, you can say what you want about Alabama, and he's perfected recruiting. For some reason, he's got it going down there. And yes, Mac Jones is high on everybody's list because he's surrounded by that kind of talent. We're going to keep talking about Tom Brady's lookalike and Matt Jones when we get back on the other side. You're listening to The M Zone.